Our scripture today comes from Isaiah chapter 65, verses 17 through 25, and I think it's a real good scripture that you may want to read when you're getting ready for a real big week. So thank you for having me read this, Pastor. For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall sound of weeping be heard in it, or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. For one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall be the days of my people, be and chosen shall long enjoy work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity. For they shall be offspring blessed by the Lord, and their descendants as well. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. But the serpent, its food shall be dust. They shall not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. The word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, brother Christ, for helping us to continue in the spirit of worship and praise. Thank you, my friend. Join with me in prayer. Thank you, Father. Your word speaks into our lives. Across the ages, you are ageless. Yet the truth still holds today. You are the one who we can trust. You are the one who loves us every moment. Help us to sense that truth and be renewed in that message in our lives at this moment. It's in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen. There are ads that communicate all sorts of things to us. Billboards, messages that come at us, come flying at us at all times. We can't help it. We really can't. Seeing billboards driving along the highway, going onto websites, and they're sponsored by a particular thing, and that pops up, then we go ahead and push that, and another one pops up. We're inundated. Well, a particular ad that I saw in an airport, it's probably about, you know, it is very subtle. It's probably about as big as this wall, you know, and they have it all along there as you're walking along, so you can't miss it. It's the picture of somebody whose abs were thoroughly trained. They were solid. They were rock hard. Anybody here have rock hard abs? Anybody been working on those? You're looking at me and laughing. I understand. That's okay too. That's fine. I'll take it. But this whole idea, you know, somebody who's advertising for a spa, and probably they themselves no longer need to go to the spa, but it offers this particular phrase, looking at that chiseled, perfect body. The human battery, infinitely rechargeable. The human battery, infinitely rechargeable. The reality of that statement is that it's false. Certainly, it's good to feel good about yourself in a humble way. It's good to have self-esteem. But it's also, as the people of God, essential to place trust in the only place that it can be placed. That is with God. Okay? That's the one who we trust. That's the one that we count on. I think maybe we've, or many of us have been in the situation where you have stepped into something and you wonder, how do I get out of this now? Or you've kind of gone rushing headlong into something and you think, maybe that wasn't the right move to make. Even in those situations, and especially in those situations, as people of God, it doesn't mean that God turns his back on us, wipes his hands clean of us, and says, you're on your own. What it means is that God will enable us to be able to learn and grow from that situation, from that circumstance. And there's something that only God is the source of. Joy. For us, as the people of God, sometimes we find ourselves rushing headlong into those situations, stepping into something and wondering, how in the world did I ever get myself into this mess? And it's because we were looking for things to make us happy. We were looking for happiness. And happiness is something that really, when we look at it, when we examine it, it's something that is fleeting. The joy that comes from knowing God through Jesus Christ is lasting, is eternal, is never ending. That joy that comes from knowing God through Jesus, from knowing that love, from knowing that hope, from experiencing healing, and all those good things that can only come from God. That, my friends, is what lasts. Everything else will eventually fade away. What a blessing it is to have that God of all creation, of all joy at work in our lives, in this very moment, in this very place, in this part of our journey. The people of God, in the scripture passage this morning from Isaiah, the people of God are coming back to their homeland. They had been in exile. They had been separated from what they knew. They had lost their houses. They had lost their vineyards. They had lost their way of life. And they had been in exile. They had been separated for some years now. And now they were coming back. They had gone through being conquered by Babylon. They had gone through seeing their temple, or that source of spiritual strength, destroyed. That place where they thought God resided, the temple, absolutely torn down. They'd gone through so much loss and so much death within their own families that to hear this word of hope from the prophet, that was the best thing that they could ever receive, knowing that God had not turned his back on them. When we go through times of loss, times of tragedy, when we hear of news that is so large and overwhelming, and we hear destruction, and we just simply ask, why? These words of the prophet can speak into our lives as well. God is not forgotten. God will never forget you, and God will never turn from you. We are simply called to turn back to Him in humility and offer ourselves, saying, what is that prayer? Lord, here I am. Everything was lost. Life was tenuous for the people of God. They weren't sure what waited them around the next corner. And there's even a reference in that scripture passage to infants not living. I understand that in Guatemala, the Mara Indian people, do not name their children until the age of 3. Do you know why? Because they're not sure if they're going to live past the age of 3. There's such tension, there's such anxiety over an infant even surviving to 3 years old that they don't name that child to try to save themselves some of the grief, loss. See, for people around the world right now, that is an issue. For us, maybe not as much. But when the people of God anywhere feel challenged, feel broken, we also feel it as well. Because as the body of Christ around the world, we are in this together. It's a good thing to know, isn't it? It's a good thing to know that we're not alone, that you're not alone on the journey. You have brothers and sisters in Christ that you can see right here that are with you. But you also have brothers and sisters in Christ around the world that are praying for you, that love you. And I'm sure that right now, those people in the Philippines are appreciative, knowing that they're not alone. They're not forgotten. Feeling like we're in exile. Feeling like maybe we're in the wrong place at the wrong time. That is a horrible place to be. And yet God does not leave us there. And in fact, God does not abandon us to those times and places. Maybe we don't think God is there any longer, but God continues to speak into our lives. And sometimes it's in coming out of exile and coming out of those old spaces. Maybe we'd become comfortable, but we knew they weren't healthy. But coming out of those places and coming back to God, there is this renewal that we could never expect, or there's this welcome by God. Okay. Jesus communicated how this works very powerfully in a very familiar story. He called them parables, but they were stories. And we remember stories, don't we? Some of you here like to tell fish stories. That's a whole nother thing, okay? This is not one of those stories. This is true. Jesus is talking about this son who wished his dad was dead, left, and eventually came to his senses, was in exile just like the people of God were in exile, and they finally came to their senses and came back to God and opened themselves to God, and they weren't sure what was going to happen. And yet this son, coming back, ready to grovel before his father, ready to say, I'll go ahead and stay out in the barns. That's all I need. What happened? He was welcomed back home. He was welcomed with open arms. This father, indeed, wasn't even waiting on him. This father went out to receive him coming back. That, my friends, is God's grace. That, my friends, is what happens when we come out of exile. And sometimes it's a self-imposed exile. We've made the decisions to go ahead and turn away from God. We've made the decisions to go ahead and do our own thing. We've made the decisions to do whatever feels good. Then all of a sudden, we realize where we're at is not a good place, is not a healthy place. And we wonder if God still cares about us, even though we've turned our back on Him. Guess what? God still cares. God loves you. And is wanting to welcome you out of exile back into His arms. Bring healing and nurture and hope. A death to the old ways. A death to the ways of destruction. Rebirth and birth to joy at work in our lives. When we hear news of incredible turmoil and tragedy, sometimes we're asked, and we will be asked as Christians, you know, why would God let this happen? How could this happen? How could this take place? And then we are reminded that for a people, the people of God, coming out of being in exile, coming out of being what they felt was isolated from God and separated from God, being welcomed by God, we remember that God is beyond time and space. God is beyond our understanding, but there are some truths that we can hold on to. Not only when we are going through times of devastation, but when we hear about times of devastation in God's creation. Jen Hatmaker, a Christian author, offers these points, these things to reflect on. When we suffer, or when we hear of suffering, and we just can't understand it, some things to ponder. These will be on the website, by the way, this week at some point, if you'd like to go ahead and look at these again. God is impossibly loving. He loves us. He loves our family. He loves creation. Amen? God restores things. All of history points to a God who makes sad things right. Amen? God doesn't tempt, abuse, endorse wickedness, abandon, or hate. Amen? In our darkest moment, when we are crushed, Jesus is as close as our own breath. Amen. That's intimacy. He, God, has given us to one another as agents of love and grace and safety. Amen. He told us hundreds of times to comfort each other, making sure we are cared for. Amen. Jesus himself wept over death and grief. Shed your tears, friend. Shed your tears. Let them come. We have a Savior who cries. Amen? It is not the body's responsibility to explain why. That means all of us. We are family. We circle the wagons. I like this next part especially. We make casseroles. What better comfort? You don't really want to ask what's in that casserole. You just eat it. We weep with those who weep. Amen? Isn't that exciting to know that you are part of that kind of group? You are part of the body of Christ. You are the people of God. A Duke oncologist specializes in all the worst kinds of cancer. Any cancer is bad. But he specializes in some of the most challenging cases. He has a string of degrees and fellowships after his name, and he has a card, a business card. Okay. But on this card, there's a very simple message. This guy's name appears on it, and rather than all these degrees and all of these other letters showing how accomplished he is one simple phrase. And this is important for the people of God to hear today and every day. People who are seeking joy, people who are seeking to follow God, trust in God and God alone. This is the message. There is hope. That's the message he hands out. There is hope. Does God ever lose? No. Is God at work in the midst of tragedy and loss? Yes. Do we have a God of joy and love and healing? Is there hope? If anyone is in Christ, that is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. God is bringing a newness into your life. Even if you've turned away, if you're coming back, if you're facing Him, if you're seeking to renew that relationship with Him today through Jesus Christ, God is seeking to bring newness into your very life. He doesn't just care about all of His people, He cares about each of His people. And therefore, He loves you. How do you need to turn back to God today? How do you need to receive hope? How are you seeking joy? How are you seeking to once again today trust in God and God alone? Think about this as we join in an attitude of prayer.